Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF
Hello
conference
and
system.
Welcome.
You are
this
the only party
is
in this
SDF
conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 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 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Hello, this is Jazz Math on SDF Open VoIP on and on radio.net. And the number to call if you'd like to talk is 929-299-1269, or you can simply dial extension 1088 from your SDF voiceover IP account. More information about the SDF telephone system at SDF can be found at sdf.org in the tutorial section. And more information about Open VoIP and other programming on Anon Radio can be found at anonradio.net. Had a little time, so I thought I would call in and maybe hang out for a little bit and see if anyone else calls in. Otherwise, I may yammer into the phone, or eventually mute my mic and wait and see if anyone else calls in. So what's exciting and new? Well, I wanted to go to a model railroad event this weekend, but didn't quite work out. I ended up working late on Friday and getting up, sleeping in a little later than I should have on Saturday and having to get up and do some more work. And then by the time I was gathered together, I had another event, a Chicago Classic Computing meeting, come up closer on the horizon as far as time-wise. So I ended up just going to that for maybe 2.5 hours, and then I had to go out to further suburbia, do some actual work, unfortunately. So, but at least I got a little bit of time in on Saturday to do something fun. I brought a TI-99-4A that I have from a club member who managed to damage it at some point in time. I think he was hot plugging the video, and it decided that it was going to have none of that. And the result was something that looked like artifacts on the screen, like tearing, color tearing, and possibly data retrieval misses in video RAM, or some type of addressing error. Because you would get partial characters or the wrong character on the screen, but for the most part, the computer worked other than that. So my guess is, my first hope was originally that when I first saw the issue, that I didn't get a chance to take a really close look at it, that it was, maybe something dealing with the color circuitry or maybe just simply there's maybe a transistor amplifier on the video output, composite video output, that may have gone bad, or some other type of mixing circuitry. But unfortunately, the TMS 99 18A in that particular computer has none of that. It's just, you know, straight composite pin output, which kind of explains why things went bad when he was hot plugging it. May have had some protection against it, but, you know, it's, what is it, a 40-year-old machine at this point, perhaps? That probably saw heavy use in the first few years of its lifespan, and I could see that it might not tolerate a lot of abuse. So I'm thinking the chip is, yeah, the video chip is dead. It needs to be replaced. I'm trying to think if I've got, I know I've got a couple of random boards that I've inherited over time that are largely untested that maybe I can acquire another working video chip from. But of course that means that the video chip then is not available for the other board. So it's something to think about. I know there was a popular replacement at one point in time, a product called the F18A, which was an FPGA replacement for the TMS9918A. That added some additional bells and whistles, like you didn't no longer had the limitation of a certain number of sprites per line. I think it's something like 8 sprites per line or something, and then they start disappearing. And 80-ish column modes and output for a VGA monitor. But I don't think those are as commonly available anymore, and I think the current solution is a drop-in replacement built around the Raspberry Pi Pico boards, which are, I think, a dual-ARM Cortex M0 Plus system with a lot of I.O., and are very comparatively fast to the system it's interfacing and emulating. But I guess they're relatively inexpensive, pretty readily available, and can be made to work. And also they have the other advantage of, I think, the solution for those are HDMI output, so you can use a contemporary television set or monitor with an HDMI port, and you're not completely bound to VGA. And the other problem with some of the VGA solutions for these older computers is that they are often not at VGA sync rates. They're at, you know, NTSC or PAL sync rates, which sometimes is a little tricky to find a monitor, a VGA monitor that will display those. Just heard my phone clink. Going to check. Nothing terribly important. But, maybe that's the solution to the problem of not being able to get a new old stock replacement for the video chip on that machine, would be to go to the Raspberry Pi Pico, based replacement. Which makes me think. I now want to go and see if I can find another one of the
VoIP,
random boards. Before
1269.
I do that, before I plunge into the basement, I'll take a look at ComoChat and elsewhere. Doesn't look like much is going on, so yes, I think I will go root around the basement and see if I can find one of the cardboard boxes with random TI-99-4A stuff in it. I know I have a couple of them because I've inherited items over the years that we've got a former user group president. It's still semi-local to the area. He's, you know, well beyond his retirement age, and I think he is preparing to move to warmer climes, perhaps more permanently. And has been reducing the amount of stuff he has. So occasionally, when he brings stuff to the Vintage Computer Festival Midwest and sells a bunch of stuff off, there are odds and ends that he's probably not all that interested in diagnosing, possibly repairing, or putting back together even. Even if everything was not working, you might not even bother. I'm sure he would have preferred if someone said, hey, I'll give you $20 for the box of random stuff. But, I don't know, at least it's possible that some of it may live again or at least go into hands that want it more locally. Not that our current club leader doesn't have a ton of stuff, from what I understand, squirreled away in his basement. Okay, let's turn some lights on so I don't break my neck down here. Something of a trip and fall hazard, as sometimes basements do get, which I do need to remedy at some point in time, because it seems like flooding and backup are becoming more common as time goes on, and the less stuff I have on the floor, the less of a horrendous mess of stuff I have to clean up or pitch out. Okay, I recognize some boxes that are perhaps contain some TI stuff. And I can see a console sitting right on top of one of them. So, but, of course, it has a label on it, which is written bad display. So maybe that's not the one to take apart and try doing the video chip swap. However, here is random board with heat shield. I shouldn't say heat shield, RF shielding. Although, this one also has a label on it with simply a bad no boot long tone. So that could be memory, that could be the CPU, that could be a bunch of things. So that is in the maybe. And since it's not actually in a case, that will be easier to, you know, a few less steps to take apart. Now, of course, I'm getting curious because I probably didn't go through these boxes in great detail. So it looks like we've got a couple of P-Box interface cards. 299-1269. TI branded power supply for something that is not a 99-4A. Some random ribbon cables. Branded, labeled horizontal pitch scale. Interesting. It's very ruler-like. It looks like it has some type, may have had some type of sliding component for it, but has maybe wandered off. Let's see what these other P-Box cards are. Disk memory controller. Disk memory controller. That's fine. I could probably use one of those because I think I've got the club meeting P-Box that needs some repair, and I think some of the cards from that have wandered off to a different P-Box over time, and I think it needs a disk memory interface and a 32K card to make it whole again. And the person that I gave the working cards out of the box to, who is the original owner of it, didn't give me the counterpart bad cards to look at and see if I can fix. Maybe that will be a future project. And there is a box with a lot of TI-99-4A RF modulator interfaces. Or handy when you need one, but I don't really need it right now. Okay, what's in this box here? Pretty sure has TI stuff in it. Oh, let's see here. Looks like a bunch of TI-99-4A power supply boards. I will take, because maybe at the next meeting I will. See if I can diagnose those. Random cables. There's a cassette cable. This looks like another cassette cable. Cassette cable in black, cassette cable in white. Something in a film can. Something, oh wow, something labeled as a TI set adapter, which is a 35 millimeter film canister with a pigtail monophone adapter. My guess is, and it looks like it's got a plug on the other end, my guess it's probably a filter of some sort. Wild. another power supply. And by power supply, I really mean a regulator board, because I believe the TIs had a AC external AC adapter, but all the regulation is on a board inside the console in a separate module. Which kind of hides beneath the cartridge port. Oh, a beige keyboard with a label attached to it. But the label is not marked with anything, so maybe it's in okay shape. Because I'm thinking I've got, in this collection of stuff, some empty cases as well, and I might end up having enough parts to build myself a beige console. Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Oh, it's random.
Get on that mic. You are the DJ.
Well, cassette interface.